Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friend, and that topic is simply utopia. Utopia. Now, I'm sure you've heard this word before. It's the title of a book that was written by Sir Thomas More back in the 1500s, over 500 years ago. And it describes a society where everything is perfect, where peace abounds, where love dominates, and where everything goes according to plan. And in this life, we're all seeking for that place. We're actually not only just seeking for that place, we're seeking that state of mind. And I can tell you, my friends and neighbors, that Sir Thomas More wasn't the first one to outline the place or the situations related to utopia, but you can find it in the Bible as well. Because Jesus said in Luke 23:43 that today you shall be with me in paradise. Then you discover in John 14:2, Jesus says, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." Then we discover in Luke 17:21 that the kingdom of God is within us. That is not necessarily, my friends and neighbors, the only thing we're waiting on is a place, because the kingdom is within as well. Do you recognize, my friends, that you can have a state of paradise within you at all times, a state of the kingdom of heaven within you everywhere you go, that it can be a part of your mindset, your spirit, your thinking, and your actions, that we can all embrace a more excellent life and live completely fulfilled lives because of our submission and relationship to Jesus Christ? This is a two-part series, my friends. The acronym is going to be Utopia, but it's going to be only broken up into two. We'll talk about the first three components of that today. The U in our Utopia acronym reminds us to embrace our uniqueness. Do you realize there's nobody just like you? That God made you special. He made you different. He made you exceptional in so many ways. He also gave you an understanding of the needs of others, and he brings goodness to you. Don't you recognize, my friends, that's the reason why we can see in Psalms 1:3 that whatsoever we do will prosper. Why? Because we have a uniqueness that is wrapped up in him. Remember, David talked about it in Psalms 139:14. He said, "I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made." Do you recognize that you are wonderfully made? When was the last time you looked in the mirror and said, "I'm wonderfully made"? Most people look in the mirror and notice something wrong with their hair, or they're not satisfied with their body, or they're not satisfied with certain aspects about their physical appearance. But when God looks at you, he says you are wonderfully made. When David looked at himself, he said, "I'm fearful and wonderfully made." The Bible never described him as a beauty king. The Bible never talked about him like he would have been a runway model in our day. No, on the contrary, the Bible said he was a little boy. He wasn't even big. He didn't have any special, unique physical characteristics that men could see. But when he looked at himself, he thanked God because he was fearfully and wonderfully made, and that making starts from the inside out. Don't you recognize that you are the apple of God's eye? It's outlined in Psalm 17:8, where David says, "Keep me as the apple of your eye." God loves us. He's got us under the shadow of his wings. You are unique. You see, the unique person attracts other people. When you're unique, other things come to you. That means that there's going to be blessings you receive just by virtue of how unique you are. God wants us to grow. He wants us to accomplish, but he wants us to recognize there is nobody on the planet like you and me, that he's placed his spirit in us and given us gifts and abilities that cannot be replaced and cannot be exercised or found in anyone else. And I challenge you, my friends, to write down all your areas of uniqueness. It may take you a while in the beginning because we're oftentimes only focused on our faults and shortcomings. Think about our special qualities that make us who we are and embrace them. That T is for tenacity. You see, that the whole aspect of God's kingdom doesn't mean that we don't work. It means that we don't quit. We fight until we achieve. We work because we believe. We continue consistently because of our faith and obedience. Do you have a vision, my friends and neighbors? Have you embraced that vision? I challenge you not to stop until that vision is manifested. Don't stop until you've received exactly what you're expecting from God. You know, they talk about the British Prime Minister that was the Prime Minister during World War II. His name was Winston Churchill. And he was asked, Winston Churchill, how did you become a leader? He said, you know, I was standing at the back of a very long line, and there were so many people ahead of me that I never could get ahead. He said, however, I began to speak, and I began to speak louder, and the person in front of me listened to what I said, and he turned around. After a while, the person in front of him did the same thing. Before you know it, that long line that I was standing at the back of were all now turned around and looking at me. And so by virtue of my tenacity, I went from the front of the line, or the back of the line, to the front of the line without moving an inch. So my friends, I challenge you to recognize that the word of God in you is powerful. And if you continue to proclaim the word of God, you may feel like you're last, but you shall be first. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 28 that he makes us the head and not the tail, the above only and not beneath. Keep believing and preaching what God has put in your heart and watch things turn around in your favor. The Bible says in Matthew 10:22, he that endures to the end shall be saved. And then remember in Romans 4:21, the Bible says, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, God was also able to perform. If we hang in there, my friends, we're not going to lose. If we hang in there, we're going to win. And I challenge you to do that. Hang on in there. That O reminds us of the importance of organization. Our God is a God of order. The sun rises at a particular time. The moon shows up at a particular time. The earth rotates on an axis. It takes exactly 24 hours to do so. We see all of these things of order that God has created. He created seasons and time, all to create order. What type of order do you have? Does your day begin with prayer? Does your day begin with rejoicing? Does your day begin with Bible study? The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 14:40, let all things be done decently and in order. And then we discover that we should have a time to read and a time to give ourselves over to doctrine. The Bible says that in 1 Timothy 4:13. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to put God on the schedule. Create an order where your day doesn't begin until you've communicated with the Father who created this universe in the first place. Oh Lord, we thank you, and I hope that this has been a blessing to you. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today until we talk again on tomorrow. God bless you. God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.